You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, CBS soap opera fans. It's Soap Dirt on YouTube. We have got five hot Young and the Restless predictions for the week of May 22nd to share with you. These are predictions based on the known and official YNR spoilers coming out of CBS, but we are taking them and we are going to break them down and analyze them, and that's how we got these predictions. And we would love to hear your thoughts down in the comments, whether you think that we've got it right, that these storylines are heading this way, or if you think it's another way. Share in the comments, because we would love to dialogue with you about it. So if you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Young and the Restless spoilers, casting, actor news, everything you want to know about YNR on CBS. Get it right here. Click subscribe. Okay, so let's dig in to the first prediction. And while this might happen this week, I actually think it will probably be the week after, but I'm going to predict that Phyllis Summers is arrested and that Summer Newman is going to be in trouble too. The spoilers for Thursday, May 25th, say that Phyllis Summers makes a bold move. And there are some spoiler photos in the Weekly Soap magazine showing Phyllis dressed in black with the same kind of glasses she wore when she showed up at her own funeral, but this time a black ball cap instead of a beret. She is lurking around town, and spoilers for Friday, May 26th say that she cuts a deal with Summer. Of course, Summer is trying to keep her out of jail, and Phyllis still doesn't care if Diane is facing charges. Phyllis is unconcerned about that. Phyllis's only concerns are keeping herself out of jail and her kids not hating her. So, you know, Phyllis is probably taking her time to try and cook up some way to still leave Diane on the hook. But when this all comes out, and it will all come out soon because Jack is telling a lot of people, he has told the police, just word is spreading. Diane knows. I'm betting this week that Ashley is going to know because Jack won't be able to hold it in. Michael Baldwin knows. He told Lauren and she's like, yeah, sounds like something Phyllis would do. So Phyllis has got to be arrested. Even if the charges get dropped later, she has got to be arrested for doing all this. And already Chance Chancellor has sussed out the fact that Summer knew and that she has been lying to him. And she could face obstruction to justice charges. So we'll have to wait and see. I don't think she's going to be arrested, but she's definitely going to be in trouble, and particularly with Kyle Abbott. Our number two prediction for the week is that Nick Newman is going to ditch Sally Spectra so that he can protect Sharon Newman. I used the word ditch, I didn't use the word dump, because he's not going to break up with her, because if you know Nick Newman's track record, a lot of times he doesn't bother breaking up with one woman before he's doing stuff with another woman. So let's be clear, it's not like he needs to dump her, but I don't think he's going to dump her. This is about Sharon Newman's safety. So we had done a video the other day, you can check it out on the Young and the Restless playlist, about Sharon's new front burner storyline where she has a stalker. And we looked at two different possible stalkers, Matt Clark, who is dead, but that doesn't matter so much on soap operas. And then the second one that we listed, which is the one we said in the video, this is who it is, we're like very sure, is Cameron Kirsten, played by Lyndon Ashby. And it hasn't been confirmed in a promo or in any photos or by Young and the Restless or CBS, but Cameron Kirsten, or whoever handles his IMDb page, went ahead and updated with credits for two episodes. The first was May 18th. That was the day that we saw, from someone's perspective, them looking in at Sharon while she was in Crimson Lights with that bottle of champagne. And then there's a second credit for this coming week. So Nick Newman knows how dangerous Cameron is, and he has to protect Sharon. He protected Sharon, or tried to, from Cameron last time, and he and Sharon were the ones who tied the guy up and called the cops on him. So he definitely wants revenge on Sharon because he's been obsessed with her for a long time. And Nick can't let that happen. The problem is Nick just told Sally that he loves her and he's going to be there for her for, you know, this pregnancy. She has some kind of high risk issues with her blood pressure. But Nick can't. He can't prioritize Sally over Sharon. Well, he could, but he chooses not to. And so he's going to run after Sharon. And that is going to reinforce for Sally what Adam told her months ago. What Adam Newman told her months ago was that Nick's great love is and always will be Sharon. And so when Nick made this promise to her and then he immediately breaks it, that's going to shake Sally's faith in him and leave room for Adam Newman. Our third prediction is that Victor Newman is going to cook up a new Sally Spectra sabotage plan. Now, this is not based off a particular spoiler for this week, but it's more based off conversations that he's had with Nick and Adam in recent days. Remember, Victor offered to invest, I put that in quotes, in a new company for Sally Spectra out of town, elsewhere, anywhere but Genoa City, as long as she pops that baby out, hands it over to the Newmans, and then hits the road, he will write her a big fat check. He wants to basically buy her baby, but he's calling it an investment in her new company. But let's be clear on what it is. Sally was not willing to take his offer, and he is going to lose his patience because instead of Nick backing away from Sally, which was what Victor advised him to do, he basically said, leave her to Adam, because he knows Adam really wants her, and Nick hasn't, which means that Sally still has both of Victor's sons tangled up around her, and he is going to lose patience with it, and there's something else that he may do. Spoilers for this week ahead have Sally meeting with Chloe Mitchell to discuss a new business opportunity, but the big question is whether Victor will try and take advantage of this to do something else to her. So we'll have to wait and see, but there is no way that Victor is going to step aside and just let Sally's life plan play out with both his sons involved with her. It may not be this week, may not be next week, but Victor is coming for Sally Spectra. I don't doubt it one bit. And his granddaughter is his goal. He just wants the grandkid away from Sally and wants Sally gone. Our number four prediction, and this is for the week ahead and the week beyond, is that Jack Abbott is going to go out of his way to give Diane Jenkins the world. Already, he believed Diane from the jump when Diane said, "I did not hurt Phyllis." He actually didn't even freak out on her that much when they walked into the hotel room at the GCAC where Phyllis had set her up and actually gotten physical with her first, and Diane was striking back when everybody walked in and saw her choking her. Even then, Jack took her side. And in this week's Young and the Restless promo, you can see that on our YNR playlist as well. Jack argues with Ashley, and she said that he's just completely fixated on Diane, and that's all that matters to him now. And she's not wrong. I mean, his kids are grown, and the other kid's dead, and he has a grandson that, of course, he loves and spends time with, but why can't he fixate on Diane and devote all his time? Hasn't he earned the right to do what he wants to with his time and money? So right now, Diane is stuck in the house with that ankle monitor, but Kyle Abbott just told his mom that Phyllis is alive. He told her the stunt that she pulled, and Diane is furious. She's angry that she can't get out of the house to even go look for her. But all this is going to be cleared up in the next couple of weeks, probably because Phyllis is going to have to come forward, and that's going to should result in the charges being dropped against Diane unless Phyllis has figured out a way to still implicate her. And then Jack is going to do whatever he can. He's going to give Diane a big wedding, probably a fancy honeymoon. He might give her a cushy job at the company. She can pretty much write her own check once this is all over. Jack has kept the faith with her this whole time, and then once she's free, he's going to celebrate it in a big way. I expect a big wedding that Phyllis is not invited to. And our fifth and final prediction is that Tucker McCall is going to break Ashley Abbott's heart again. And this is from some recent spoilers. So when Jack and Ashley are arguing on Tuesday, May 23rd, she snaps at him and then decides to tell him that she and Tucker are engaged. And Tucker had been teasing her about a fake engagement to annoy Jack and Diane, and she had laughed it off. But then the other night, Tucker told Abby that he had asked her to marry him. So it's obviously still on his mind. And then Ashley tells Jack, "Oh, by the way, I'm engaged to Tucker." That's news to Tucker, but he's happy about it. But at the same time, that same day, Tucker is meeting secretly with Audra Charles, and they reach an agreement. So the question is, what are they agreeing about? She wants Newman Media and is conspiring with Nate to get it, because she thinks if he moves up at Newman Enterprises, then he can put her in that spot, and that's something that Nate has agreed to. So the big question is, with Tucker and Audra, is this a business-only proposition, or is she going to be back in his bed? Remember, he was sleeping with her the same time he was trying to get Ashley in his bed, and as a matter of fact, he had to shove Audra in the bathroom and out of the way at his suite when Ashley dropped by on him. So Tucker hasn't changed. Contrasting casting these two characters, like Diane Jenkins, since she came back recast, is a completely different person than the Mara West version of it when she died and set everybody up. But this Tucker McCall is the exact same. It's a different face than Stephen Nichols, who played Tucker before, but same old Tucker. Sleazy, slimy, can't keep it in his pants, and that's going to keep on. Hey, if you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Young and the Restless spoilers, updates, everything you need to know about casting. Check it out right here at our channel. Okay, so back to these predictions. I'm going to run them back down for you again. Number one, I believe Phyllis is going to be arrested and Summer is going to face some trouble too. Prediction number two, Nick Newman's going to have to ditch, aka step away from Sally in order to protect Sharon from harm. And that's going to hurt Sally's feels. Our third prediction is that Victor is going to cook up a new plan to sabotage Sally and get her out of his son's lives. Prediction number four, Jack is going to give Diane the world once Phyllis is brought to justice. And our fifth prediction is that Tucker is going to break Ashley's heart again. Wouldn't be the first time. Hopefully this will be the last time, though.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.